All right, here we go. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. You have me with us. Anyway, as I said, it's good having you with us. I don't know why I minimized that. I'm just waiting for him to come in. I saw him coming for the front door. I have to move this. Besides, I haven't even finished writing this down yet. Where did I put your headset at? It's right here. Bunch of Bluetooth speakers taped in. There we go. And what was this? Chocolate cake sliced fudge. I love that. But it's not there anymore. It's garbage.
Can you take the Pepsi thing off that?
Oh, yeah, that was messing stuff up.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Just fine. Now, you're having to excuse me for a second. I haven't finished writing these down.
Okay.
Weather, our horoscope. That's what I'm just finishing what we're doing for the last segment. Yeah, bear for me for this. We've still got like a few minutes left.
Okay.
I just played one commercial earlier because the song ended literally just around 8 o'clock anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah. Put space there. Alright, good enough. Anyway, I guess we're gonna kick it off with the weather.
All right.
Okay, I don't know why it said the site can't be reached, but it's loading now. Anyway, it's 55 degrees outside of clear sky. Later today, it'll be 75, 48 low. Tomorrow, it'll be 81 high, 45 low. Thursday, it'll be 90 high, 52 low. Friday, it'll be 90... My voice is off, so I apologize. Friday, it'll be 97 high, 57 low. On Saturday, it'll be 95 high, 59 low. On Sunday, it'll be 95 high, 57 low. And on Monday, it'll be 91 high, 55 low. There's like an excessive heat watch in effect from like Thursday to Monday, I think, is what they're trying to say. So, yeah. I'll just close out of that. That's still up. Probably just reset itself anyway. Anyway, I'm reading a story. I just found a story here I'm going to read. This is news now. This is opinion on the Oregonian, otherwise known as Oregon Live. The attacks on Coquille Tribe's casino proposal are undermining the tribal sovereignty, by Brenda Maid. Maid is chair of the Coquille Indian tribe. Interested. Alright. So for any Native American tribe that is reckoning with history is meaning reckoning with pain, greed, and misinformation. Lies about our humanity and naval policies are designed to eliminate our culture now. Lies about our presence are led to termination and dispossession of our homelands and the lifeways. These painful memories cut even more deeply as we honored last week the 35th anniversary of the Coquille Indian Tribe's restoration and our decades-long fight for dignity and recognition. Although some things have improved for us. Ignorance still leads to ongoing attacks on our rights and sovereignty. But sadly, such attacks can come even from other tribes. Just recently, a handful of tribes in California and Oregon who opposed the Coquitlam Indian Tribes plan to build a new casino in Medford have claimed, "We are reservation shopping and hope looking to just add land to which we are not justified. An unfair and inaccurate accusation. These tribes apparently are fearing that our proposed casino would disrupt their entrenched monopoly on gaming in the region. But with this accusation, they are creating a reckless and baseless precedent for political attacks against hundreds of tribes like ours who have worked to legally rebuild our reservations, who have carefully followed layers of laws and regulations. And it hinders our ability to fund essential services like healthcare and education throughout the gaming." Now, for many Americans, the word reservation suggests a large and contiguous geographic area with a border in which all the land falls under tribal jurisdiction. But that's often not the case, though. For the Coquitlam and most tribes in Oregon, restoration of our federal recognition did not come with a set-aside reservation. So instead, Congress identified a specific area where land could be taken into trust and become part of a reservation. So in 1989, Congress ended its shameful termination of my tribe by passing the Coquitlam Restoration Act. The act established a 5-county service area for us to just build a reservation. This area, which includes Coos, Curry, Douglas, Jackson, and Lane counties, was not chosen arbitrarily. Congress studied where our people lived, traded, and worked, both historically and during termination. And it is learned, that its own policies had caused us to disperse across the landscape. Much of our development has taken place in the 6,512-acre area already in trust in Coos County, but under Congress's direction, we own and operate businesses, we support our citizens, and we fund community organizations in all 5 of the counties, and we have since our restoration. Back in 2012, we followed this congressional roadmap and applied to take land into trust in Medford, part of our service area, for a new on-reservation casino. Medford had the second highest concentration of Coquitlam citizens at our restoration, and we have worked with community leaders in the decades since to bring new businesses to the city and support organizations that had provided health care, housing, and many other services. A new casino, while it would be small, would indeed allow us to expand those services and at least meet the growing needs of our citizens, as well as their families, neighbors, and communities. But Medford also falls along Oregon's I-5 corridor, where gaming has been dominated by wealthier California and Oregon tribes. They have spent the last decade claiming our proposal, which would set a new precedent for off-reservation gaming, and have taken advantage of widespread ignorance about tribal land to make that a core point in the massive lobbying campaign. To those who follow Native American affairs, or simply just read the Coquitlam Restoration Act, that is, of course, nonsensical. But backed by millions of dollars in lobbying and advertising, this misinformation has just spread, prompting the calls on Congress to prohibit supposed reservation shopping now. I would like to ask my fellow tribal leaders and anyone who supports tribal rights is throwing tribal sovereign charity under the bus. It's just worth attaining a monopoly on gaming now. When a sister tribe has sought to open a casino just 3 miles from our own in Coos Bay, we also had concerns about the competition, but knew that supporting tribal rights was both more important and more consistent with what our ancestors had taught and believed. But in the years since, we have both thrived. I would be happy to speak with any tribal leader on how to balance concerns about the competition in a way that lifts us all while protecting Oregon's economy and environment. No tribe should exploit public ignorance about reservations to score a political win. We are looking at a future in which any tribal restoration will be met with years of litigation and millions of dollars wasted on lobbying. That's not good for tribes. It's also not good for Oregon. That's it for this article. Anyway, that's it. So we're gonna just go here now. They're being weird again. Anyway, there we go. 3 minutes. Music. There we go. I think we're gonna play, what should we play? Let's play Charlie Poof. That's about 3 minutes. Close enough. And we'll play Dojo Cat Vegas from Elvis. Simple as that. And where's a 4 minute song I could play? That's Not Bad Bunny. We'll save Calm Down for last. Let's just do Weekend. What the heck? Anyway, coming up, we'll do Food Talk and TMZ. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yep.
That was Die For You by The Weekend. And now for your host, Jesse Hackinson.
Alright, thank you. Here we go. Alright. Now, I found a cool recipe, which we thought was disgusting, but... But hey, I'm a read anyway. It's an editor's pick. Very well received. So you know what? Let's throw it anyway. It's Bev's Sauteed Yellow Squash. This is the way I've been serving summer squash to my family for years. It is so easy and it tastes great. Yeah, right. I hope you enjoy it too. That's funny. That's... Well, you get the idea. It's ready in 30 minutes. It serves four. And it's 4 ingredients. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, I'm serious. Anyway, enough of that. 6 medium summer squash sliced. 1/4 cup of butter. 1 medium onion sliced thinly or diced. And salt and pepper. Here's the directions. First, you want to melt the butter in a large skillet. You want to add the onion and cook just until it's tender. Add the yellow squash and continue cooking over the medium heat, stirring until the squash begins to soften. Cover and continue cooking over low heat until it's nice and tender, usually for about 20 to 25 minutes, and then she adds lots of salt and pepper. Yeah. Is there any Q's and A's? How do you cook yellow squash in a pressure cooker? Yellow squash has been such a short saute time. Use the pressure cooker to cook it by itself, it'll likely be waterlogged or overcooked. If you cook squash in a pressure cooker, you'll basically end up with squash flavored water.
Don't you want to drink squash water?
It's more disgusting than actual squash itself.
Gross.
I tried this recipe, it was great, but I had lots of water. What did I do wrong? You did nothing wrong. Squash has a lot of water in it. Next time, just pour off the whatever that means, liquor, sometime during the cooking process. But it is full of items, so use it in soup or just have a healthy drink. I think it's delicious. Gin? Can you do these in the oven too? I saute the onions, toss the sliced squash, turn it into a casserole, and bake at 350 degrees until tender. You might want to stir after 15 minutes or so to ensure even cooking. And there you go.
Nice.
That's it for the Q&As.
Gross.
Anyway. Huh?
Gross.
Anyway, let's read something a little bit more happier. not coleslaw dressing. Forget that. How about fruit salad pudding? Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Now we're cooking.
This is also an editor's pick. I get compliments on this fruit salad whenever I take it. It is super easy to make and a great dish to bring to a potluck or family party. Kids love it, too. Everyone asks, what's in that sauce? The secret ingredient is the vanilla pudding mix. Interesting. Anyway, it's ready in just 10 minutes. It's a very quick meal. It serves 15, there's 8 ingredients. You need 129-ounce can of peach slices, undrained. 120-ounce can of pineapple chunks, undrained. 1 3/1/8 ounce, I think, a box dry vanilla instant pudding mix. Okay. That might have to, well, we'll find out later. 1 pound of strawberries stemmed and quartered, 1 banana sliced, 1/2 pint of blueberries, 1 bunch of grapes, she uses red ones, but you can use whatever you like, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of sugar, but this is optional though, especially if you're diabetic. I'm pre-diabetic. But anyway, here's directions. In a large bowl, combine peaches, pineapples, and the vanilla pudding mix. Then, this includes the juices from the can. So, yeah, you want to include those too. You mix it well until the pudding is finally dissolved. Then you stir in the strawberries, the banana, the blueberries, the grapes, and then the sugar if it's desired. And then you just chill it. Simple as that. I believe that's it for this recipe. It's a pretty quick one. Obviously, it only takes 10 minutes, supposedly.
Nice.
To make it. So, yeah, that's pretty fun.
That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you use cook and serve pudding instead of instant pudding? Well, it doesn't look like you can. You have to use dry mix, not prepared pudding, so that's unfortunate. But usually getting pudding mix is pretty easy, though. I think pudding mix you can find pretty much anywhere. Safeway, sorry that my voice isn't sounding so well. But what I was trying to say was, you can pretty much get instant, well, not instant pudding. You can get dry mix pudding pretty much anywhere. Walmart, Safeway, pretty much anywhere these days. But, yeah, but since the photos all appear to be just fresh fruit, the recipe name says with pudding. I would expect to appear much creamier. I am not much of a cook. Can someone please describe a little bit more about how this works? Thank you very much. You have to click more on the feature photo and then the reviews and which I'm just reading these Q&As here. She's using all frozen fruit, so what can I add to the pudding since I won't have juice from cans? No one said anything to you, so we're not going to bother. Doesn't the pudding get solid when cold? I just want the fruit in the liquid. I made this recipe recently, and the pudding did not achieve, quote-unquote, pudding consistency, very much liquid. And the last Q&A, could you make this in a 13 by 9 inch rectangle pan if it was doubling the ingredients? Yes, you can. You pretty much just eyeball the quantities now since I've made it so many times. More mouths to feed equals more fruit and a few more sprinkles of pudding powder. If you need more containers, just pour more out. Simple as that. We actually got one more question, actually. Let's see if we can load that up. So if I want to double this recipe, do I just add two boxes of the same size of pudding? Yes, you just need to double all the ingredients. Simple as that. That's usually how it calls for. Yeah, I guess we could read at least the most popular review from Pure Heaven. This is really good. I just made it today and it's delicious. But however, I recommend that you make the pudding with the canned juice in a separate bowl. Then another bowl, add all the fruit. I add only a couple scoops of the pudding to the fruit and stirred it to give it just a little coat of the pudding around the fruit, and it was perfect. And next time I'll buy a smaller pudding box because I hardly even used any. I think it's just too much if I were to add the whole thing, after all. Oh, and I use green grapes because it looks so much more prettier with a pop of green instead of red. Because you already have strawberries, after all. Yeah, I think that would look better too, Pure Heaven. Sure would. Anyway, that will do it. We still got 10 minutes left, so let's finish it off with the TMZ Celebrity News.
TMZ.
Simple as that. Alright, so it's still loaded up. There we go. We're going to kick it off with a breaking news story with Rudy. Apologies for this. I can't say this right, but Rudy Giuliani has been disbarred over 2020 election shenanigans. I guess this is a breaking news story. Rudy Giuliani has just lost his license to practice law in the New York State now. And the former NYC mayor has been disbarred by a New York appellate court just on recommendation from the state bar. After his license to practice law was just suspended for making demonstrably false and misleading statements about the 2020 presidential election. Giuliani was one of Trump's fiercest and unwaveringly supporters, as the former president has made false claims of election fraud. Alright, might as well read it since it's breaking news. Now, the court lays out a laundry list of false statements that Giuliani has publicly made since the 2020 election. And all in all, there were 20 disciplinary charges that were based on those statements. One of the more colorful comments, the grievance committee, I was about to say community, but it's okay, sort of, has found Giuliani, I cannot say this right, I apologize, has had falsely stated a vote that was cast in Philadelphia in the name of deceased boxing champ Joe Frazier. Giuliani eventually had to admit no such vote had been cast after all, and had claimed he relied on a blogger's comment when he had spewed that lie. He also further admits, in more than just a dozen other instances, he regurgitated false information just from various sources, but has insisted that he thought that they were true when he said it. The court didn't buy that excuse, after all. Now, when the state bar had suspended Giuliani's license, it had determined his actions represented an immediate threat to the public, and he also had directly inflamed the tensions that had led to the January 6th insurrection. This is his mugshot, by the way.
Oof.
Yeah. Now, the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York has been criminally charged in Arizona for allegedly conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. But he's been pled not guilty, though. Because he has rich lawyers who obviously take care of the work, just like they did with Trump. But, yeah. Anyway, on to the next story. This was, I think, Florida Karen who has an instant karma for throwing a punch in a parking lot showdown. Wow. Let's see what this is about. A Florida woman has gotten a taste of her instant karma when she punched a YouTuber and ended up flat on the ground herself as well. And this whole thing's on camera, by the way. And as you can see, it kicks off with the content creator WTF Broard has started filming unidentified women having a parking lot showdown with another woman over a disabled parking space outside a public supermarket in West Palm Beach, Florida. When the woman sees WTF Broards filming them, her rage shifts toward him as she tries to snatch the camera away while shouting, "Effing a race that I'll punch the F out of you." Alright, I want to see if they censor that out. Okay, it's actually trying to play the video, which I do want to play. But, actually, let me check some sound settings here. Okay, it's going to default my headphones. Let's default to the TV here. Alright, that. See if I can turn this up a little bit. Come on, remote. Come on. There we go. Turn this up a little bit so we can hear it better, especially when it's going to go for the TV. There we go. That should suffice. Alright, here we go.
Oh, shit. We got beef over here.
Alright, let's see if we have to cut this out or not, or at the very least bleep it out. And this was posted at 7:22 a.m. today.
Lady, you're crazy.
It looks like they kind of cut it out. I think they just blinked it out.
I got your camera into me.
I think she's calling the police now.
You can get it. You hit me in the face.
Yeah. You know, this YouTuber, he kind of reminds me of this guy that Larry's been watching with Aunt Lou.
Yeah.
Where this guy will film, one time he recorded the VA, and he just films like at random places or whatever. And this guy kind of reminds me of that guy, where he'll like film for like journalism reasons. This guy kind of reminds me of him.
Okay.
I'm allowed to defend myself.
So yeah.
But
I don't think this is the guy that Larry watches, though. But this guy reminds me of him, though.
No, Larry, you're not allowed to grab me. You're not allowed to grab me. You have no authority to put your hands on me. None. You hit me. You have no authority to put your hands on me. I was filming your altercation with that lady. I have you on camera hitting me, lady.
Well, she's recording him. What is a coincidence?
She hit me. I saw that. I got the
phone
on the
police.
I don't know what the hell she's... What's wrong with her?
Alright. Anyway. I think that was the last line that we read, was where it mentioned, "I'll punch the F out of you." And now it says the YouTuber tries to back away, but the furious woman follows through with her threat and follows a punch. He defends himself when the camera does shift. There she is, lying stunned on her back on the asphalt. And then the YouTuber yells, "Effin' move, bitch. You can't hit me." But the woman is oblivious as she threatens to call the police on him, not realizing that she has been caught on camera taking a swing at him after all. So the YouTuber fires back, "Then call him. You hit me. I got you on camera hitting me after all." You see her continuing to shout the content creator as she gets up, and it looks like the duo was at it for some time afterwards. So the video wraps up with the other woman, the one the attacker was originally feuding with, who tells the YouTuber that she saw everything and called the cops on the attacker anyway. but it is unclear if any arrests were made or if any charges were filed. Well, oh well. Anyway, that's just gonna have to do it for now. But yeah, I hope that's will be okay for him. Anyway, we'll just put this commercial in now. Simple as that. Hopefully the YouTuber doesn't go to prison. If he does, it's probably just going to be a... probably just like a short bail, maybe overnight, who knows. But no big deal. But, yeah. In the worst case scenario, probably just 6 months. But, anyway, we're going to play Imagine Dragons, Bones, and, Rosalind Snap, I guess. I would play Post Malone, but, I guess I could, but, yeah, let's remove this, I want to remove it, thank you. We'll just play Rosalind Snap and then Post Malone, and then after that we'll play Pokemon Go on my phone. We'll be right back, don't go away. Yep.
Now for your host, Jesse Hackinson.
Alright, thank you so much, and now it is time for Pokemon Go. Again, I still can't get this on Bluetooth speaker set up at the moment, so I have to just cheat and go the old-fashioned route and put my phone on silent, so you get the idea. So let's just get the show on the road. Alright. Alright. Great. Guess that was it for as far as locations are concerned. So yeah, that's fun. See if there's room here. There is. It felt... okay. Yeah, I'm gonna put one in there later. Rowlet. Yeah. Pokemon broke free. Maybe he just doesn't want extra candy. At least be my first catch of day, at least. There we go. I'll take that. Apologies for doing a lot of this ham stuff here. I just had to clear my throat a whole lot, but it's one star, so I have to throw it away for cost shape. Alright, Eevee. Now that I just got the first cap today, I have to just throw this candy berry and see if it'll work out. No, it did not. But then again, I've been having bad luck with these candy berries. Oh no, you deflected it. Of course you did. No extra candy yet again. What a surprise. I did get a free It's a free star. Can't even evolve. Why do I even bother? Dang it, who knows? Better not use the candy beer on this one. I probably should use a nun berry. Pokemon broke free. Well, that was just the first trick up my sleeve. Alright. Let's see if it's worth anything. Nope. Maybe the XL candy at least. That's nice. Alright. Next one on the agenda, Magnemite. Forget which beer I used. It wasn't a candy berry. It was a nun berry, I think. Yeah, it's not worth anything. Okay, I still need one more to finish that mission. Me to buy more of this incubator stuff. Got no points yesterday because, what does the boost box have? Just Pokeballs and Lucky Egg. I don't care about that. That's all I can get as far as boxes are concerned. Do I have room for the free box? Yes, I do. Just barely. I might have room for maybe an incubator. Yeah, I have enough coins for egg incubator, which is 150. But I'm not gonna bother at the moment. It's just not worth my sanity. So there you go. Anyway, huh. I forgot to heal you up. That's interesting. Anyway, I'll just heal you up then. I didn't realize you were knocked out. Then again, Porygon Z was the only one left. So all this time you were knocked out. That is very interesting. Anyway, I got so much Goomy candy, it's ridiculous. And it's heavy and tall, too. Nigeria. No, I have a lot of Dino candy, though, but... oh well. Got plenty of Bagon candy to go around, though, still. Still got quite a bit of Mankey candy. This guy will only take on Fennekin Candy XL now. That's very interesting. yep. Light and short Porygon Z. I still got some Porygon candy still. Got a little bit more Grubbin candy. Got quite a bit of Litten candy. Have like community days going on where, they walk a lot of steps, but I did walk some. 2647. If you're wondering what that is. Let's see if we can power up this Hydreigon a little bit. where's my calculator at? I don't want to pull it up on here. Let's pull it up on my main computer. See, not that. Yep, there we go. We have 25 Dino candy. I only want to use like 30% of it, so I guess we're using 8 of it, which would be just one time. Simple as that. So, okay, 20 CP now. Sounds my second biggest. What a coincidence. Alright, now for Anaheim. It's villain time here, by the way. How big will this guy get? There's an air Pokemon there. Let me try powering this guy up first. Just use 7% of the Mankey candy. That'd be about 13. Okay, I guess this is gonna be one time. This is more than that. They ain't gonna make it bigger than Hyjerion, I can tell you that much. Alright, let's just catch Sandshrew here to get that mission done. I forget, it made them box done, but I forget. Or maybe it was on the tablet, I forgot. It's a free star. Alright. Okay, I guess it was on the tablet that needs a research stamp. I still need 3 more to go for the phone, so... yeah. Anyway, that will do it for that. We'll go back here. I can't believe Hyjerion's my second biggest. Now that's crazy. Anyway, station IDs. This one here. Can you hand me my Pokeball, please?
There you go.
And now we're gonna do Pokemon Sleep. So, yeah. But anyway, let me take a drink really quick. Anyway, here you go. Anyway, we'll be right back in a matter of seconds. We're just playing our, well, not commercial. We're just playing a quick idet, and we'll do Pokemon Sleep momentarily. So stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a few seconds. All right, we're back, guys. Simple as that. So let's get on Pokemon Go now. What about you later? Pokemon Sleep now. Sorry if I'm... I really need to clear my throat more often. Alright, no updates, so we'll go ahead and synchronize. I even checked there was updates, but thank God there isn't. I did feed him dinner last night, at least I think I did, but whatever. I just woke it up earlier, as you can probably tell. Alright, something tells me there's no untracked time. Oh, no there is. But this is the tail end. But it's only 29 minutes, so... that's good enough. I'll take it. 18% more Susan type. Well, okay. Love the rat there. Yeah. Okay, it's just a basic Snorlax. Nothing too exciting there, so we're going to see a whole lot of Pokemon today. This is really just the start of our research here. This is just getting started. But it is growth week, so... yeah. So hopefully our Pokemon will get stronger, maybe, in the end. We'll see. But dang it, who knows. And you remember, the day before I didn't track my sleep, well... I chose not to, but I ended up putting it in manually because I kind of had to get their energy recovered. So something tells me I'm going to get 2 biscuits as a result. So that's kind of interesting. Will anyone be hungry? Probably not. Okay, someone is hungry. They did give me an extra biscuit, just I thought it would. So, let's go ahead and check the friendship levels. That's Swabbathet number 4. Okay, this rat is level 9. Let me start with this guy here. And might as well feed him since he's hungry anyway. And I'll try the rat. Since he's a higher friendship level. Let's see how that turns out. Took 3 only. But, do I have... no, I don't. Okay. Try keeping the Poke Biscuits until it gets full, or whichever comes first. Let's make it full. I think it will. One more might do it. Level 9. Sorry about that. We're going until 916. Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah. Anyway, I did leave a friend 2 Pokemon today. Yep. I love that when he has this thing there. That's funny. Who knows? We'll leave it alone. I think they're all 1-stars anyway. They were. But a lot of it gave me the most candy. That's probably why it chose that one in the first place. I guess this will... Oh. Well, I thought it would, but... Tomorrow will bring us more luck to get to level 33. Rank 33, I guess. But we do have a slack off at level 3. Friendship level 3 at level 11. Nature quiet. It's a sloth, what you expect. Alright. Next! I'm sorry about that. But anyway. Oh, it's friendship level 10. Okay. You get a new partner. Red attack, it's a male level 11 nature calm. Okay. Alright, let's go back to Pokemon Sleep now. Got 100% sleep score, of course. Here's all the stuff we got to see. Got the last rewards, so that's great. So close there, though. Yeah. Give you the awards. There you go. Yeah. Oh, boy. Now we get to watch Snorlax grow. The great one. Yay. Oh, what? Okay, Rotom, what are you complaining about? Alright, I guess we'll go on missions and claim this then, since it's going to us about that. Breakfast! I need more ingredients for breakfast, Snorlax. Like what Rattata has to say for that. Now, where did Rylou go? I don't even... Oh, there you are. Thank you. Really care though. Those screen cards do come in handy, but they don't understand the concept of them. Whoa. Okay, so cookie and more. Alright. Fancy apple curry, 2552. Simple as that. Finish. Alright. There we go. Alright, what's the main menu yelling us about this time? The Incredible Deal, the Trial Bundle Volume 2. What's this about? Thank you for playing Pokemon Sleep. Well, you're very welcome. The Trial Bundle Volume 2, filled with items and diamonds, will be available beginning July 8th, 2024 at 10 p.m. Unlike the usual bundles that are exchanged with diamonds, oh, this one you have to purchase with actual money. Okay, so yeah, I'm not gonna bother with that. Sorry, I'm still clearing my throat like crazy. I know it's stupid, but it's really ridiculous how I have to do it all the time. I think we still got like 5 minutes left, I think. Yep. Yeah, 5 minutes left, that's correct. He's getting there. But may not cut it though. I still haven't claimed my sleep points though. There we go. Claim the sleep points now. I think I'll just let the sleep points save up again. I might as well. Yeah, I think I'll just do that. Yeah. Looks like there's nothing more exciting here. It's still yelling at me about the sleep trends. Where does it want me to go to sleep consistency at? Sleep C. This is from June 24th to June 30th. I'm just clicking stuff here so I can get the alerts out of the way. Alright, got that dot out of the way. That's great. So, at least that's gone now. So, there we go. Sometimes a red dot can really annoy you, can it? Just saying. But it's out of the way now. Check the charge on the Pokeball, I should say. Okay, no new sleep data found. Well, we knew that. We already finished that. Obviously. Well, this has got a pretty full charge. Well, of course, I charged it last night. If you're wondering. But yeah, it said there was no new sleep data found because we already did the sleep data. So, yeah, that's kind of obvious. And actually, speaking of sleep data, how much time is it wrong for Rylou, I wonder? I guess it's... Oh, okay, we gotta go to the Pokemon box and do it this way then. That's interesting. Which one is it? Probably this one. It needs 150 hours, I believe. Okay, so it still needs some time left, so it's getting there slowly but surely. But we'll get there, guys, don't you worry. Will you help me eradicate the finish this Snorlax off? Get him up to grade 2 at the very least? Well, it was worth a try, but that might have just done it. Alright, let's close out of there now. Alright, close that off. Well, get out of there, I should say. And I'm gonna put in the silence, I should say. And I am going to put the commercial in. Cleared my throat a lot, so that is very annoying, but oh well. Yeah. 2 and 3. That was pretty quick. Now we got part of music in. Simple as that. Alright, we'll kick it off with Pink Venom by Blackpink, of course. And then we'll play I'm Good Blue, David Guetta, Bieber Rexha. And we'll have to play 4 minute song. We'll play, let's see what we got here as far as set stuff is concerned. Let's just do Heat Waves. If I can find it, there it is. Okay, there you are. Okay. Anyway, coming up is Blackpink, Pink Venom, David Guetta, and Bebe Rexha. I'm Good Blue. And sorry about that. And Glass Animals. Heat Waves. Again, I apologize for all the clearing throats I've done this stuff. I apologize. It's just how it's gotta be. But anyway, that's it for that. But anyway, coming up is the last segment. We're gonna read the weather again, read our horoscopes, and play Pokemon Go on the tablet. Simple as that. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
That was Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Now for your host, Jesse Hackinson.
Thank you. Right on the nose. Anyway, it is now time for our final segment. I'm kicking off with the weather, so let me get the tablet here. There we go. Unlock it. There we go. Alright, load this up here. Just that a little bit so you can hear me better. I do apologize, I'm clearing my throat more often. But it's okay, it's just how it's gonna have to be today, I guess. Alright. Oh, that's our DRL. Looks good to me. Alright. Weather. Okay. There we go. Alright, it says in Dallas, it's 59 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies, and sunny. Later today, it'll be 75 high, 46 low, the same. Wednesday, it'll be 81 high, 45 low. That's on Wednesday, by the way. On Thursday, it'll be 90 high, 52 low. On Friday, it'll be 97 high, 57 low. On Saturday, it'll be 95 high, 59 low. On Sunday, it'll be 95 high, 57 low. And on Monday, it'll be 91 high, 55 low. So, yeah, pretty hot temperatures. That's the weather. Now, on to our horoscopes. Of course, what else? I don't really care how many ads I blocked. I guess we'll just start with mine, I guess. Seems fair enough. can we close this off? I think we can. Yep, there we go. And twice to start us. A wood life X to start us. Okay, I apologize for clearing my throat so often. But anyway, this is for July 2nd, 2024. Your heart may experience some wild fluctuations today, Sagittarius, that'd be me. It may seem as if your emotions are on a runaway train with no track now. If it's so, the best thing you can do is sit by yourself and just write. Just compose a letter, a song, or a journal entry, and you'll find that you're much less confused than you thought then. And when you're in doubt, consult someone that you love and trust, and just go with your instinct. That's interesting. As for today, for July 2nd of 2024.
Your heart's gonna fluctuate, huh?
That's what it's saying. You should
probably go to the doctor for that, yeah?
Well, it's not mean it literally.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. Yeah. That makes sense. Now for yours. Enlist the help of others today, Gemini. You'll find that information... Okay, I apologize. You'll find that information exchange is the key to putting the last few puzzle pieces into the place. Doing things on your own is important and necessary, after all. And at some point, you'll need to realize that the next major step is requiring a certain amount of input from others. Gather data and apply it to your situation. And don't become a leech or burden to others. You think that's funny?
To be a leech or burden to others?
It says, don't become a leech or burden to others. Don't!
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, there you have it. Anyway, it is now 9:33. We're going on till 9:52, because, again, this is a long segment, but there you go. And the mic is on, so that's good. Okay, I apologize for clearing my throat too often, but, yeah, anyway, let's just load up Pokemon Go in here, just clear all this, all the Pokemon Go stuff, that is. Either way, it's gonna go away when I open the game up anyway. At least I think it will. boat, just ride itself in the air. That was it, yeah. That was actually a pretty quick load up. A lot quicker than I thought it was going to be. Alright, okay. That was very, very quick. A lot quicker. In fact, even it was pretty much quicker than I thought it was going to be. Anyway, is it the last stamp for the tablet? Yes, it is. Okay. I think we'll just do the bonus one, use free berries to help catch Pokemon. Because I think there is free Pokemon here. Well, actually, there's just two at the moment. But usually, sometimes another one will pop up later. Usually it does. You never know. It's possible. But at least this guy has a little bit easier one. At the very least, even if you feed a berry, if you don't even catch it, and it runs away, at least then you know that you'll still have, like, yeah. Then again, it'll still count even if you feed the berry to the same Pokemon as well. So if I feed the same berry to Rally, it'll still count, I think. But I caught it just now. 6-day streak on here. It's also a new Pokemon, too. Wait for this to go away. Go. Don't know how much it's going to be worth. We'll just worry about that later. Since it's a new one. And there's Finnegan. Don't know if this account's caught before. I don't think it has. Very small one. Might as well just beat the candy berry. If we don't catch it, oh well. If it doesn't, if it escapes, which I have a feeling it will. Actually, no, we did catch it. I said corrected. And we did get that mission done. It's also a new one, too. What a coincidence. Well, not really, but I knew it was going to be the new one anyway. But anyway, because this is a level 28 account. It has, yeah. Anyway, claim award. Alright, yep. Hey, good job with field research, yada yada yada. Claim reward. Got free rare candies, so that will come in handy sometimes. Okay, let's see how this one's gonna cooperate. I guess we'll just use the Pokeballs. But judging by that green circle there, something tells me it's going to be a 2-star. It might even be a 1-star. It has to be at least a minimum of a 2-star. But this is even a new one too, so it doesn't even matter. So I'm just going to click off here, and there we go. But I just have a feeling it's probably 2 stars anyway. But anyway, there you have it. That's it for that. As far as the field research is concerned, the box. I guess we could leave the 2 raids alone. I don't know. Because it is going to give us a surprise Pokemon appearance, but not really sure which one it'll be, though. But yeah, alright, check our bag here. Does anyone need to be revived? Okay, I guess a lot needs to be revived. I could have swore I revived everyone. I guess I did not. I'll just heal everyone. That'll free up some space in the back now. So that's wonderful. I got 10 rare candies. Got 1 premium battle pass. I don't have an actual raid pass. I probably should do like a pokey spin on here. I don't know. Who knows? didn't have enough coins to buy at least one remote raid pass. But, yeah, now, let's check the appraisal of the free Pokemon we just caught. We'll start with this one here. I just have a feeling it has to be at least a minimum of 2 stars. When you cut out something from field research, it has to be a minimum of 2, and that's probably what it's going to be. Yep, just as I thought. But I'm going to start anyway. That one's worth nothing. And the Rowlet's pretty much the same level as it was on my phone. But we'll hold on to those other two for now, because again, those were just caught more recently and they're new. So, yeah. But I might just end up throwing the Fennekin away anyway, because again, it's obviously worth nothing. Even then, it's CP60 free, so. Yeah. Anyway, at least the Jackalope was worth at least something. Still wasn't really worth anything, but it was at least worth something. Maybe. Oh, it went there. Let's just try catching Sandshrew, I guess. Simple as that. I don't even care if I catch it, but might as well try. Great Ball. That did a trick. Alright, did another mission completed. I forget where it'll be at. Oh, it's a perfect. I think we got the first perfect one on here, so that's a good sign. Okay. So, yeah, that's fun. Special. Claim reward. We still got our... Okay, this is part of Rediscover Kanto. We still got our 10 more hearts with our buddy. Yeah. Let's see what's under going on in events here. So we can play in this. You're like, gonna make much difference, so... At least get candy out of you at the very least. Okay, that was a great curveball, so that was a good sign. One of the missions was supposed to do curveballs, but there's no way I can complete that at this point. The new one, though, I'll admit that. But how did I have 20 candy, though? Oh well, who cares? I think there was other tasks under here that was needed to be completed, too, or was that the only one? Nope, I think that was the only one that needed to be completed. Alright, let's go back to today tab. See if there's anything that's special here, and I don't think there is. That might be it. Yep. Well, I could have sworn there was something about catching a Pokemon on 10 different days. Or was it for, like, golden raspberries? Oh, maybe I'll reclaim that. Yeah, I think I'll reclaim it, yeah. Oh, well. Maybe that's why I have so many now. So, there you have it. Let's just try Spragato now, simple as that. Yeah, might as well do a curveball. Oh, it was excellent. That's wonderful. Didn't work out in the end, though. But, who cares? Again, this is a little bit harder to catch. Sorry, I think that was a curveball. It shimmered. Alright, there we go. Simple as that. This one's not new. But, Alright, that's a free star. That's a good sign. We do have enough to evolve it. Great. Let's go ahead and do that. Might as well. Even one of the missions is evolve 8 Pokemon. think it was part of my time research, but I don't think I'm gonna get done in time, but not the end of the world, though. There's always the other special research. That's Florgano, I think. So we got 9 minutes left, I think, till this is over with. Alright. That's good enough. Alright. I think that was it for the Pokemon on the board. What about this new arena? Was it worth... How much was it worth? You can't even evolve it anyway. It is 3 stars, but... You can't even evolve it, but whatever. But this Sandshrew is definitely getting evolved, though. I can tell you that much. In fact, how many rare candies do we have on this account? Only 10, so we'll end up just having to catch more anyway. It's probably gonna be easier just to catch more to build up this perfect one. So I think I'll just wait out on that, evolve it, and then do the rest of that later on. Yeah, seems fair enough. So, yeah. I did heal everyone up, that's great. Guess we have, trying to figure out what we have to stop here. Oh, it's 52. We gotta stop at 52 minutes. I tell you, we got 4 minutes left. I have to put the commercial in, so yeah. I don't see Pokemon left here, so that's, but then again, we've done enough, so who knows. I mean, I guess we could do one more evolution, I guess, for the heck of it, just for experience. Do we have enough to do Oddish? Nope. I don't think we have enough rare candies to cheat either, so that's unfortunate. Do we have enough to do Squirtle? No, we do not. That's unfortunate too. Do we have enough for Rhyhorn? Nope. Even with rare candies, that won't work out either. Yeah, I did a lot of evolutions, the day before, but yeah, there you have it. Only one evolved with Cyndaquil, but yeah, Hunter, do I have a... nope. I still need 25 more. That's unfortunate. I mean, I guess we could try evolving Eevee into some random form. This is probably the best Eevee yet. But it says the combat power will be between 1230 and... will be between 1230 and 1325. So, it's a 3 star, so let's just try and see what happens. The sound just cut out, so I'm sorry I can't hear this. I'll just tell you what it evolves into. It evolved into Flareon, if you're wondering. So I still have to find another one to evolve in, like a Jolteon or whatever, but you get the idea. But we just got Flareon, so that's good. Also, that did clear out the Dex entry, of course. So, yeah. The game is being slow, because again, I have been doing quite a bit of work with it. Okay, I think we're just gonna get out of this. There we go. Anyway, it's 9:49 now. That gives me like 3 minutes to prep for the commercial, of course. So let's see if we can do that. I might just put three songs at this point. I'm just going to put Billie Eilish, Armani White. Well, the artist is Armani White. It's not sung by Billie Eilish, but you get the idea. And then we'll play Elton John and Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer. And then to finish it off will be Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. Simple as that. But anyway, that is officially it for the morning show. Anyway, I'm just going to go ahead and conclude it here now, guys. I'll see you guys on Wednesday, which will be trivia night, obviously, July 3rd. But until next time, I am Jesse Hackinson.
And I'm Daniel.
See you tomorrow on Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.